Hello everybody once again, and welcome to today's sermon, our reflections on the Sunday readings, which is the second Sunday in ordinary time. Today we are being told in the second reading, I would like to concentrate on it, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to 3. To you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy. We are called to be holy. This is my theme today. All of us are called to be holy, everyone in this world. And holiness is something which is not that far away and not too difficult. And I think that the key to holiness is suffering. Now, when suffering comes our way, we don't like it. Obviously, we reject it. It's not something that anybody wants and shouldn't even want it. But when it comes, we are ready and we accept. Holiness is like being lifted up and to see the bigger picture. We get up there to that higher plane to see the overall picture, usually through the instrument of suffering. Our sufferings come and they get deeper meaning when we are able to endure them and accept them and rise above them. This is possible, and we have been doing it all along, because you are here, you're listening to me, and you can go back over your life and see the bad times, the sufferings, the difficulties in relationships, the difficulties in our business, in our family, in our work that we do every day, the problems at work, or even at school. We are able to lift above those with the power of God. I am sure God is assuring you and me and all of us here today, this moment, that we are doing a great job, because suffering is in our lives. It's a reality. Whether it be you can't find something, or maybe you had an accident on the road, or maybe somebody said something like insulting to you. In every sphere of every day, we struggle. And as far as I can see, many, many people overcome that suffering. They don't let it get them down, because without even knowing, probably, they are above it and they lift up and they say, well, it won't be always like this. So you have within you that energy that connects you with the greater glory of God, and you can overcome, and you are overcoming suffering. We get down, we get discouraged, we can say, this is useless, this is the end now. Not at all. That's in God's hands, and God's hands are very safe. So let us be assured, God loves us, and we can reach Him through our holiness, which is, after all, an ability to see the bigger picture. We are on the road back to the Lord, and the Lord grants us all the graces needed to get there. Let us look at a little sight that you can get from above, from this modern implement called a drone. This helps us to see the world for what it is. And we see that down there are people living in those houses, and we see the garden where people are working, and we see people going on with their lives. Now they're down there at ground level, and their vision is impaired. It's limited. It's like going through a wood. We only see the trees all around us, but we don't see the full wood. We only see it when we go up high and look down from that vantage point. And what brings us up there? We have it in our spirits to reach up there and see the world, the bigger picture, for what it really is. And where are we going? I think that's what I'm saying as well. Where are we going in life? This comes when we become holy. How do we get there? Of course, we can say prayer, which is what I am actually speaking of. Prayer is a lifting up of the mind and heart to God, and maybe helping us to see how God looks on us. Because many the time we are our own worst enemies. We judge ourselves harshly, which God never does. We learn through our lifting of our minds. I'll call it that rather than prayer, to make it more down to earth for each and every one of us listening here today. We passel it up in a nice word called prayer, and then it gets lost. And we say, oh, that's for the holy people. That's for the monks and that's for the saints. No, it's for you, it's for me. We are simple, ordinary people capable of being holy. We learn from suffering. We learn to accept. We learn to see the bigger picture, because we have to. We have to rise up above even that horrible pain we experience. And a great secret, many multitudes of people achieve that. And you achieve it. You have been doing it already in your life. From the moment of our birth, we are suffering. We cry, and we never stop. We continue right through our lives. Bad things happen, we carry on, we find some way of getting through it. Bad relationships, bad financial situations, whatever, sickness of the body, terminal illnesses, of course, is the big one. And I've met so many people who have rose above and seen the bigger picture. All of us are on that road to where we will be going eventually. All of us, no matter how healthy we are or how long we live, and we are capable of being holy, which is important, because the holiness helps us to see where we are going and encourages us to move on to the end where we will experience the greater glory of God. Jesus is our greatest example. The sufferings that he went through, the crowning of thorns, the carrying of the cross, the scourging at the pillar, these are a little sample of what Jesus suffered. We don't even know how much suffering and abuse he did suffer and endure in his passion. All the time, he never lost that bigger picture. Our sufferings are our particular crosses, our particular crowning of thorns, our particular carrying of that cross up on to Golgotha. So here we are, and we have the victory by being risen up in the great scheme of things and seeing the overall picture. Even the greatest of suffering we can endure. Our the very first stanza of the responsorial psalm, which does say it all. It's the responsorial psalm number 40. And the first lines are, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. I have waited and waited for the Lord. And he stooped down towards me and heard my cry. And he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God." And may you experience that raising up of your mind in holiness, and know that you are holy and have been holy all along, because you have come this far and you have endured. Somehow you have endured. You can turn that victory into the graces that God provides for us, because he is providing for us, even if we don't know it. But if we become aware of it, we get spurned on to greater victories over all the sufferings that this world can throw at us. May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday.